My guest at this time is Leighton Stewart. He is a geologist and the author of Fire, Ice, and Paradise, Global Climate Change 101 for the Non-Scientist. He's also been an advisor for a growing number of former NASA astronauts and scientists who are fed up with the space agency for devoting so much time and energy to promoting global warming as a major factor and something that the government needs to spend a lot of time trying to combat. We want to get his thoughts today on the likes of former Vice President Al Gore and other politicians and media folks saying that Hurricane Sandy, who did so much damage to the northeastern coast of the United States, was the result of man-made climate change. And Leighton, it's always good to have you with us.
Hey, thank you, Greg. Happy to be here.
It's always good to have you with us, sir. When you see these comments that this is more proof that man's influence on the climate leads to more volatile weather, and especially at a rather unique time of the year for a major hurricane to do so much damage, what do you make of it?
I think they're grasping at anything that might be conceived as empirical evidence, since they really have essentially none to back up their catastrophic forecast they've been coming out with. They're just trying to squeeze out this man-made stuff coming from climate models that they've been pushing all this time. They're trying to get more mileage out of that and scare everybody to death. You can scare a lot of people and scare money out of their pocket one way or another, and that's what they're doing. But the real evidence that you look at and what's happening with climate today and what has happened to climate over the years shows that carbon dioxide is not having that much of an effect on the climate.
Elaborate on that a little bit more. What do we know about the levels of carbon dioxide and the way they're trending, and what do we know about the temperatures and the way they're trending?
Well, the way the temperatures are trending right now, the Met Office over at the University of East Anglia in Great Britain, which has been the gold standard that's been used by the IPCC, International Panel on Climate Change, has come out and said that they have to admit now that the Earth has not warmed in 16 years. All the while, CO2 level has been rising rapidly. And so that is certainly a current disconnect. Then if you go back through time, you find out that the Earth has actually been warming for 300 years, since about the year 1715, not just since the Industrial Revolution about 150 years ago. So it begs the question that you have to ask these people, why would Earth have warmed for 150 years before CO2 had any influence? Why would that same influence not be working today to cause it to continue to warm, particularly when the only thing they have to come out with these catastrophic forecasts are climate models, which have been scientifically invalidated and which to date have certainly all been wrong, because they've all projected that the temperature was going to rise much warmer than it is now. So it's just getting back, Greg, to looking at real evidence versus looking at man-made climate models, which even by the modelers themselves are admitted that they are not good for making long-term projections.
We're talking with Leighton Stewart. He's the author of Fire, Ice, and Paradise. And, sir, you've gone through and explained why you believe the empirical evidence suggests that man-made climate change is certainly not responsible for the hurricane. So why did we get a hurricane like this at this point in the year?
The bottom line on Sandy, which was horrible, and certainly, you know, all of our good thoughts go out to the people that lived up in the hardest hit areas up there. Bottom line on Sandy was it was really just barely a Category 1 hurricane, but with this confluence of events, it was made into a very destructive storm. It was not a high-intensity storm, but it was a large storm that happened to join with another storm that was not a tropical storm like Sandy, but what they would call an extratropical storm, or one that happens at higher latitudes out in the Atlantic. And they just happened to meld together to cause this geographically huge storm. There were other weather patterns that played into this, like a big high-pressure system over Greenland, which helped make Sandy do this sharp left turn that caused it to go head-on into the coastline, which made the water that was being pushed out in front of it rise even higher than normal. It happened at a time of full moon when the gravitational effect on the Earth was at the highest and made the tides extra high at that time. And then, of course, as a hurricane moves on shore or near shore with their very low barometric pressure, this also causes the water to rise. So all of those events cause this to be an extremely destructive storm, not necessarily by wind. Wind helped push the water in, but it's the water that causes the big catastrophic problems, like Katrina and nearly any hurricane that comes into a populated area. The destruction is, 90% due to the rising water, and that's what certainly happened here in a big way.
Leighton, I've heard some folks who do not also buy into climate change say that we're just simply in a warm Atlantic cycle. Right now the Pacific is colder, the Atlantic is warmer, and in a decade or two those situations will be reversed to some extent. Is that accurate?
Well, they do reverse, both in the Pacific, as you say, and also the Atlantic overturning changes every 30 to 60 years, and this does have an effect on the climate. We see an absolutely immediate impact of current change in the oceans, and nothing shows that better than the La Nina, El Nino events, because as soon as they occur, it changes the climate patterns on Earth. It changes the precipitation patterns and also the temperature patterns. What needs to be done here is, instead of our current administration wasting money trying to prevent Mother Nature from doing these naturally occurring effects, impacts, they need to be thinking what they need to do when these impacts do hit us. Because, for instance, if all of the electrical cables up in the Northeast had been buried rather than having power lines running everywhere that can get blown down or have trees in them or whatever, people might still have power up there. And things like that need to be done. The seawalls probably should be reinforced and raised, because this will happen again. Maybe not exactly the same, but there are storms that hit the East Coast all the time. This one just happened to turn in and hit it head on and push all that water in front of it, and that's what caused the huge catastrophe up there. Let's spend the money on trying to protect people, not try to outguess Mother Nature.
Leighton, we'll have to leave it right there. As always, sir, thank you for your time and your insight.
You bet, Greg. Nice to be here. Thank you.
Leighton Stewart is a geologist. He is the author of Fire, Ice, and Paradise, Global Climate Change 101 for the Non-Scientist. He's also been an advisor for the growing number of NASA former astronauts and scientists who are strongly in disagreement with NASA over its endorsement of the idea that man's activity has led to climate change and is threatening our climate. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.